There's a new Mutants trailer. There's a Black Panther trailer. And then also Deadpool 2 has wrapped. So Black Panther coming right now.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Marvel movie.
As soon as I said Black Panther, I couldn't think of anything else.
I knew that's all it would be. I'm surprised you didn't just stare at the camera and go Black Panther, because that's what I was thinking.
Black Panther, then Black Panther.
I get it.
I have a lot of Black Panther in today. I will be completely honest. We are the Marvel Movie News. This is episode 152. We're coming to you live from Necropolis, City of the Dead, in Wakanda, because why not? This is where we tell you all the news from all the studios and why you should be just as excited as we are. So subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News or find us at youtube.com/popcorntalknetwork. You can also find us on the Popcorn Talk's website and follow us on Twitter at Marvel News PTN or at The Popcorn Talk. Facebook.com/Marvel News Show. Follow us, like us. And if you tweet a link to our show with a message telling people about the live chat, Aunt Manthony in the booth will retweet you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's going to be a great one. So many trailers, so little time.
So many trailers, so little time. Black Panther. And joining me is Koi Jandro at Koyjandre. D-R-E-A-U.
There it is. No, you're taking a mass prediction of like almost knowing. You're like, wait, I think it's that chair. I get it.
Yeah, no, I guess so.
It's good to be here. I have a lot of love for all the trailers that are out right now, and I have been actually actively looking forward to today to talk about them. Like, New Mutants dropped, and I was like, I can't wait to talk about it. And then Black Panther dropped, and I was like, oh, I get through the next 6 hours. And I just thought of Marquee at home, just like...
It was so weird for me because I kind of took a break from Twitter over the weekend.
I saw that. I checked your page immediately and I was like, 2 days? What is she doing?
What was I doing?
87 notifications later, your phone's like, what is happening?
Oh my God.
For some reason, I pictured you like walking down the street, like looking in windows. And for some reason, every window was playing a Black Panther trailer. Like that was your life, was just like, everything's Black Panther.
It's like skipping through the lanes of life.
Skipping through Necropolis. And here we are.
Yes. And then also joining us is our associate producer, Ollie Dreamboat.
Hey, guys. How is everyone doing? I'm super excited to hear you guys, your thoughts, your predictions. Marquee, we're not talking about Black Panther, I take it? Like, what's up with that?
Oh, no. You know, like, no? There's so many other things. We're going to talk about Gambit and Venom and Black Panther.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then also we have Colt Bedeau tweeting from the Star Jammer. But starting with today, let's just start. We're not going to do the Black Panther trailer from the very top because we're going to save that for the end. But we will talk about Black Panther at the beginning and then in the middle and then at the end. So starting off with Black Panther. So Chadwick Boseman talks a top secret Marvel meeting. He was on Jimmy Kimmel and he brought a photo with him featuring himself, Samuel L. Jackson, Don Cheadle, Anthony Mackie, and Lawrence Fishburne. To which, you know, Kimmel asked the origins of this photo because that's a... Pretty solid. Yeah. Jimmy was kind of needling it a little bit where he's like, so it looks like you're on set. This is a Marvel crew. And Boseman said, you know, we were hanging out. I can't really say where we were at. It was not a set, but it was a Marvel thing. You know, this always gets me in trouble. Somebody already messed up a little bit, and now I saw what happened to them.
Mark Ruffalo streamed Thor Ragnarok for 10 minutes. Did you hear about that?
I heard about it. I didn't see it. Did you see anything?
I saw the clips because it was already taken down, thankfully, for him. But he literally was walking the red carpet live streaming, and then he walked into the movie. The phone was in his pocket. He didn't stop the live stream. So the first, like, 9 minutes of the audio of Thor was everyone on his Instagram.
Oh,
and there's an amazing picture of him, like, opening his phone. Being like, so like stunned Mark Ruffalo is the most amazing meme. So Mark Ruffalo, I'm assuming, is the source of that. Something already happened to him.
Ooh.
So no Hulk movie then.
It's shut down. Oh, this is why, you guys.
Man,
that whole trilogy they were planning, gone. It's out.
Mark Ruffalo.
That should be the name of his rock band, Thor Livestream. So, but yeah, no, this was a cute little thing. I mean, obviously, catch it on the Jimmy Kimmel show, but also it was on Samuel L. Jackson's Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love this powerful picture. This is fantastic. And the thing of it is, I don't think we're actually ever going to see all of them on screen at the same time as their Marvel characters.
Because they're all from different generations.
Yeah.
Like, you, I mean, Lawrence Fishburne is from the past.
Yeah, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Don Cheadle's been paralyzed. So he's not going
to
be.
But he's learning. I remember Gwen. I was about to say Gwen Stefani. Oh my god. Yeah, no doubt. What's her name? Gwyneth Paltrow kind of leaked it that Anthony Mackie was on.
Four. Yeah, I'm just wondering if he'll be in the suit or if he'll be, referring to things. I don't know if he's ever going to be active field duty again, or if they can use the suit as like helping him move. We don't know. Everyone on there is from a different subsect of the universe, so it's really interesting to see what this could be beyond the Black Panther and Crew comic, which is amazing that they're clearly lining up for.
Yes.
If you're not reading it, you should. It's great.
And so, that's our little bit of Black Panther to ease us into the rest of the show.
A little appetizer.
So Deadpool 2 has wrapped production. Oh, well.
Which means it's coming. It's coming, you guys. They're done. They wrapped. And the wrap photos are so amazing. The Bea Arthur joke. So Deadpool 1, he joked, someone asked him what his swords were named, and he said they were Bea Arthur because of Golden Girls.
Then
in the second one, they made his swords because, if anything, Deadpool's so meta, they're aware of what's going on. So they made a joke out of a Twitter joke reality. And the rap photo is him showing his swords, one of the rap photos. And I just couldn't be happier that the level of detail is shown. And he also thanked, Ryan Reynolds thanked everyone. Like, he went through and thanked the crew, the grips, the costume, I love that the man knows what goes into a movie. It's not just the top billing. It's not the people in the trailers. It's the people that assemble the movie. And Ryan Reynolds made sure to show that. And that's something I loved about the first movie, is it was a family. And that's why the movie felt so intimate. So this photo right here, so everyone sees a herd of costumes, right? Like, that's insane, because the first movie had like four costumes because the budget was $17. This movie, not only does this show the escalation in budget, but if you look in the middle, about halfway down the suits, those are either two of the dirtiest suits out there or two gray suits, which to me spells X-Force post-credit scene.
Ooh.
If you look closely at the sleeves, two of the sleeves are gray, just straight up gray. So either those are sleeves that have been through hell but somehow lost all their red, or the trademark Deadpool gray X-Force suit is happening. So either way, it's pretty awesome. And those are Bea and Arthur. I'm so excited.
Yeah, so eagle-eyed Coy just like nabbed that. I don't even
need a trailer. I just need to look.
Nabbed it. I love it.
I build a trailer in my mind. So excited.
Yeah. Anybody doing anything for chat room with any of this?
Currently not, but they're really excited by Coy's reaction. Cool, you know, it's done. And also, I'm surprised you guys aren't excited for Dark Phoenix rapping too. You don't care?
Did you hear it started filming? Because I feel like we talked about it filming like twice. We're like, hey, you remember Dark Phoenix?
It was filming? Really quick. Right? Wasn't it quick?
Yeah. So
how was that movie done?
I don't know.
All the X-Men movies are like 8 hours long. They all have too many characters. How can they possibly be done filming?
Apparently a two-parter, you know, like we talked about it a couple weeks ago.
Is it one half CGI? Because how are they possibly
Because it's like, is there going to be like a huge post-production?
Well, there has to be if it's Phoenix.
Yeah.
But hopefully.
You still need the practical actors. You still need the peoples. How are they done filming? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Lots of green screen, probably, guys.
And the rap photo also, like, to show the difference between the X-Men core team and Deadpool, the X-Men rap photo was, like, the back of the director's head and a blurry foreground. And, like, Deadpool's like, what up? We thank everyone. Like,
this and this and this.
The duality
and this. Here are my swords.
Yeah, like, look at the detail. And they're like, well, we rapped. And we read a comic, so we might put it in the movie.
Like yeah, so that's done now.
So here's give us money, because this is what we're doing it for. It just felt so lackadaisical next to Deadpool's, like, zeal and fandom, you know? And, like, Black Panther showing so much attention to everything that there's no room for people to half-ass a movie anymore. Like, X-Men can't get away with it anymore.
No.
Like, you can't make these movies like...
The bar is too high!
It keeps getting higher, which we'll talk about.
For chat room, Matt had a meeting that, unfortunately, he could not miss, which is why he had to miss the show, and he's sorry, and go ahead and tweet at him for that.
Matt Key confirms, yell at Matt Key.
Yes. So the Gambit film has a February 2019 release date. So according to a new report by Deadline, it seems like the X-Men movie will hit Valentine's Day in 2019. I wonder what movie could have made Valentine's Day so popular.
It almost feels like when you know what to market, you can make a movie work any time of the year, and I feel like a mutant did that already with great marketing.
Mutant did.
And
good. You know, I think another movie is capitalizing on that. I mean, awesome like movie another that's capitalizing. Fox property. Yeah,
it's like this guy's actually a love interest at Gambit, so maybe the Deadpool leading the way in all things. No, I think it's a great market, right? Like an empty market. February is a trickier release date, but you've got Channing Tatum, the Magic Mike himself. If you're gonna drop an X-Men movie on,
You know, everybody saw that dancing movie.
I just hope they
play with it. The Che Tate's dancing movie.
Che Tate's.
Magic Mike.
I just hope it's playful, you know?
Like, yeah, if you can peruse a synopsis real quick, because I'm wondering if this is the same one that we read off before. But a synopsis that we have that's, you know,
this
possibly.
Is pretty much the
same one. That's like, pretty much the same one. Then I'm not going to bother rereading through it. But basically, it's like Ocean's 11 meets Romeo and Juliet meets. I don't know, what's something else I could throw in there? Wait, what?
I mean, Magic Mike. It's definitely
means Magic Mike. So, yeah, that's a synopsis. Well, you can easily find that online. We have read through the entire synopsis before. But basically, heist movie, and they go to Paris to steal something from the Louvre, and Mr. Sinister, Nathaniel Essex, is involved. Another possible villain for Gambit is Red Death, also known as Kandra. She's a member of the Externals. She has powerful telekinetic abilities in addition to being immortal. She's able to give mutant powers to individuals and then take them away. And, well, with her, she's kind of like the head of the Thieves Guild and the Assassins Guild in New Orleans. Those for my Skyrim people. Yeah. I mean, she's a pretty powerful character to throw into the mix of everything. I mean, Red Death. Wow. I can't even imagine who they would get for that.
Red Death.
I mean, and keeping in mind, like, the characteristic of Red Death, if not necessarily the outfit or the stature.
Aura. Like, she doesn't need to be wearing a red corset and blonde hair. Like, the character is not about
and
a red corset.
And it's not really a corset, since it's just covers
each of... Yeah, it's just a bustier. She's got a very specific action figure flavor. I would say the character needs to be strong enough to embody that level of malice. Mm. Eva Green?
Ooh, that's a good pick.
Eva Green
would
be cool.
That. I would like Charlize Theron. I'm waiting for her to...
I mean, everyone.
Yeah, Charlize Theron.
I also, you know who doesn't get enough work with, like, the edgy, Tandy Newton be wrote. Like, cool. I like
Tandy Newton, you know what I mean? Could
like,
really
Newton's
do
got
that.
The strength behind it.
Yeah.
So either, those really are my two picks, Evergreen and Tandy Newton.
Really liked her in Westworld, too. Like, the vulnerability with the strength. And I think with the charisma factor that you have with Red Death.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you need someone strong, but also really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Not just a 2D bad guy.
Otherwise,
nobody wants
then
that.
Then it's the action figure costume.
Yes.
Doesn't work.
Exactly. And then plus Tandy Newton, she can go there when it goes with the outfit. She would not have a problem.
That's true.
So, and of course, the New Mutants trailer has been released. So we are going to watch that. And we're going to have to talk over it so that we can show it. So just enjoy it along with us. Aunt Manthony, take us away.
So we knew this was a horror movie. We knew that was going to be touched on. But they also said Doctor Strange was going to have horror elements. This trailer was a straight-up 70s horror movie.
This is a horror
This
movie.
Trailer was like, I've seen this at Blockbuster.
Yeah,
like
the tone set right here where it's going slowly down this hallway.
I did not expect any of this. This was my most surprising trailer of the year by far.
And I like this, where it's just anonymous graves, where it's just numbers, the tombstones.
Which is how little they respect mutant kind. They don't see them as people. Like, that's it's a very telling thing right at the start.
Yeah, so this is supposed to take place after Apocalypse, correct?
It is, but it definitely has a 70s flavor. I know it's not a period piece, but when you look at, like, Sector 9 and, like, certain, like, psychological horror movies that take place.
Yeah, and then this TV screen wall right here.
This feels like old psychiatry. Like, it doesn't feel like a modern day...
Feels like
hospital.
Electroshock therapy
lobotomies.
Kind of a thing.
With some Nightmare on Elm Street.
Of course.
Sure.
I mean, that's a horror. Yeah. Got it. The cast looks like the right age, which I really appreciate. I like that they cast age appropriate. Like, the New Mutants aren't 40. They're not CWing it.
Yeah. I mean, some of the casting I don't agree with, but most of it I definitely do. I like Danielle Moonstar.
Maisie Williams looks so different. Maisie Williams' hair looks... I didn't recognize her the first two times I watched the trailer. I was like, I thought Maisie was in this.
With Sunspot.
And the Stranger Things kid as Cannonball is an interesting pick, and I'm really intrigued by how he does it. Because, like, that character, he leads, like, many teams. Like, I'm really curious how they shape him going forward. Like, that's a straight up horror movie.
And I love this. And the thing with a Demon Bear is that it works so well for this.
Mm-hmm. They don't even say Mutants till like 45 seconds in, and if you didn't know this was New Mutants, you wouldn't know this was an X-Men movie.
Yeah, it's more like, whoa, is it October? Is this coming out next weekend? I can watch it?
Yeah, this definitely feels like a Netflix horror film, like a new wave of horror movie, but set in the 70s. And I think it totally works. Yeah,
the New Mutants.
I mean, the creators have come out and said how they, when they drew the book, they thought it was horror. When the writers wrote it, they thought of it as horror. So I'm intrigued by, because I never thought of New Mutants as straight up horror. So I want to see this.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. It feels like it's got that cross-genre thing going on. It's not just a superhero movie. It's let's put these kids into an asylum. Mm-hmm. And let's, who should we have as the caretaker? Reyes. Right. Cecilia Reyes, where she can protect herself with like a biofield. And it's like, you can't just have a normal human doing that. But then she's also very strong and like, I'm a doctor first kind of a thing. So, wow. You know, I'm glad that they have these characters for this. I'm glad that this is coming out. Like I said, some of the casting I do not agree with, but some that I definitely do is that, Maisie Williams.
Yeah.
Really enjoy her, and I really enjoy the person they have for Mirage, for Daniel Moonstar. I thought there was, like, vulnerability, but also strength going
and
on there.
And she's actually, Blue Hunt, who's going to be playing Danny, is actually Native American, so they really wanted to get that right, so I'm really pleased with that. And
I'm also glad they got that right.
Yeah, and I love Anya Taylor-Joy. She's
incredible.
Such a phenomenal
actor. And magic on screen, man. Like, yes. I'm so excited we have this plus The Gifted and how good The Gifted is every week. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't get over how good that show is. Like, this is giving me so much faith in everything except the X-Men movies. Like, everything outside of the core titles have been so good.
Funny.
And, you know, it wrapped in 2 seconds, so that's a good sign. It's a good sign.
Yeah, I'm interested in the dynamic between the characters because I want to see what happens with Rain and Danny because we know that they have the tension in the comics. Mainly Rain, Wolfsbane, because... I'm sorry, not Danny. Magic. Yeah, with Magic, because Magic deals with magic. And Wolfsbane is a Catholic, like, you know, dyed-in-the-wool Catholic. So, yeah.
It looks so different. Good. And I, you know, personally, Cannonball is one of my favorite X-Men, so I'm really intrigued to see how he handles in this dynamic. And I did not expect this trailer. It dropped at midnight, which was very fitting. I remember being up at, like, 1 in the morning being like, this is not what I expected, and it's scary as hell, and I'm in. So, thanks, Fox.
Yeah, cool. All right, so back to Black Panther.
Oh, here we are. Middle Black Panther, here we are.
Yeah, middle Black Panther. There's a new Black Panther poster. It was revealed. Chadwick Boseman tweeted it out. It was in unison with the release of the new Black Panther trailer that we will be talking about at the end of the show.
I love that he's not standing in an open area with his arms slightly out with things distantly in the background, like every other middle Marvel poster. Every Marvel poster that's like their second poster release, I feel like looks exactly the same, and this one doesn't, so it makes me happy.
Yeah, no, I like the flair of it. For our iTunes listeners, I mean, you can go ahead and look at it online, but it's predominantly blue, strong, you know, geometric edges, and you've got the lion's share of the cast like right there in the forefront, and then also it looks like we have Wakanda, and then a number of things like Wakandan technology that's also represented, and it's just... It looks great.
Yeah, everyone's represented so good. On the cover. Like, you can see all the actors you're looking forward to seeing. All their costumes look amazing. Mm-hmm. The lighting's great. You know, like, I love Michael B. Jordan just always looking like he's got a chip on his shoulder. Like, every still, every frame, every trailer, like, Michael B. Jordan looks like he's got something to prove. And this trailer, which we're going to discuss, and this poster show that.
Yeah, no, you feel that energy. It's like, oh, this guy's got a huge chip on his shoulder, but he feels like he's right.
Yeah.
So, and you know what? Can't really say he's wrong. Mm-hmm. Can't really do it.
And you cast that guy, you know it's going to be great. I love that actor.
Yeah. But I love this poster. It's it's eons better than the first one. I loved the first one too, but I loved it in the way kind of like, you know, kind of look like a PlayStation 2 video game cover. And like this one, this one is just,
they were working
this
on
is
it,
what
Markia.
It should do.
They were
assembling. They were working on it. No.
Where are you going to hang this, Markia, in your house?
But how, like, it's great. Ooh, that Marvel's
in the hallway.
Yeah. I mean, how do you not have this already?
Right.
I mean,
as I'm walking out into the day, I'll be like, oh, now I'm pumped up.
Ready.
Now I'm good.
But, like, Marvel really learned that they can't get away with just meh posters, because the Thor poster, the second one, was amazing. This one's amazing. They all feel really different, just like the trailers do. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for Phase 3.
Yeah, it's a good representation of what the actual movie is. So, speaking of more movies, so Venom, Reed Scott is in talks of joining Venom. You might know him from Veep. So yeah, no information about his role. So, and Sony had no comment when Variety reached out. So
I just, they're trying to keep everybody's mouth shut by casting amazing people.
They really are.
Every time someone's like, put Spider-Man in it, they're like, but what if this actor you love's in it? And we're like, okay, fine, I'll give you another week. And then this act, like, everyone's in this movie.
Yeah.
I just, the fact that Michelle Williams and Tom Hardy, like, they can just cast a bunch of Muppets and I'm still watching it.
I'm holding out for the synopsis, or I want the writing to be good.
Has to be. I feel like it has to really be to get these actors in it. Like, yeah, this guy's
gonna do it.
Coming from Veep, one of the most successful shows in the last 10 years, like, I feel like these actors aren't gonna just sign on to anything. There's a career at stake. But yeah. I'm an eternal optimist. It's a lot. The glass is way more than half full now that Tom Hardy's there.
Then, so yeah, Ant-Man and the Wasp. So we have new photos of Ant-Man and the Wasps together. It's a courtesy of Jess Jarrod. It's just several new photos that have surfaced, and we see, oh, okay, right here is one where it's Ant-Man and Wasp, and, you know, there's standings, like, cobblestone-type street, and it's just set pictures, pretty much, but, yeah, this is coming right around the corner. This is gonna be next year.
Yeah.
So.
It looks like superheroes hanging out.
And I like this last one because their expressions are identical. Whatever it is that they're looking at.
They agree.
Yeah, it's like, yep. We feel the same way.
I'm really excited that they're making Wasp as, she's in the title. Like, I really wanted more Wasp in the first one, so I'm really, really excited for this. And I love that they cast these two. Like, the movie, the first one is such a different flavor, so I'm hoping they can escalate from there.
Yeah, and some behind the scenes stuff with that. Michelle Pfeiffer is saying, well, she's trying to read. She's trying to read some of the Wasp comics, and she's like, it's not linear. I don't know what's going on. You know,
just frustrated. She's, Michelle Pfeiffer flipping through comics is a great,
like,
image.
What is this? Can someone give me an outline?
Read Comixology. It traces it for you. Follow it through, and then everything will make sense.
Yeah, she'll get the hang of it. But it's like, I like that she's taking that effort. And she's trying. She's going for it. I know she'll hit it out of the park. She should.
I mean, it's Michelle Pfeiffer.
It's Michelle Pfeiffer.
When is she messed up? What Lies Beneath, and, like, Catwoman, and even, what's it called, Mother recently?
I liked her Catwoman.
Oh, did you see Mother?
I did not.
She was awesome.
She was so good in Mother.
She was the standout for sure. So if you ever want to go see Mother, see Michelle Pfeiffer.
If you want to be really upset for 48 hours, go see Mother.
Exactly. But Michelle Pfeiffer was awesome in that movie.
Nice. Okay, so, so Avengers 4 is casting for a funeral. We know that the fourth Avengers movie is currently filming in Atlanta, and they put out a casting call for extras to fill in a funeral scene for the film. So here's a casting call from Central Georgia Casting. Mourners looking for men and women over the age of 18, all ethnicities to portray mourners, especially looking for good character looks and expressive faces. This would be a photo selected by film's directors! Size restrictions, men no larger than 44 coat, women dress size 0 to 8. I don't know why that would be necessary, you know, mourners. For new faces only, you cannot have worked on this project previously or be booked on upcoming days, no exceptions. So a very specific funeral scene, but we do know that that means someone died.
People die.
Everyone dies. Everyone dies. That is the only reason why I included this in it. Because everyone dies. Everyone dies.
Oh, Mark Ruffalo. They're going to write a book about how many times he slipped.
Yeah, but this might be an earlier one where it's not everyone has died yet, just someone has died.
Yeah.
And then later on, there's so many people that they can't hold funerals for everybody, because that's what happens.
Because they were all dead.
Oh,
well,
no.
Well, they can't be on the same day, you know.
It's true.
Yeah.
What if they just do that thing where they film with Stan Lee and they film a bunch at once? All these mourners are for, like, 9 funerals, and they just, like, rotate them in and out. Like, character faces. We need you 10 to mourn Thor.
Change the weather. It's a different day.
Black jacket, brown jacket, everyone's dead.
And so Runaways. So critics are really responding to the Runaways pilot. So we have from Bleeding Cool, the elevator pitch is what's in the headline. It very much feels like season 1 era Gossip Girl in LA and with superheroes in the best possible way.
That is a great one-liner.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So with Newsarama, the show embraces this ensemble cast to tell a story about the importance of relationships while expertly incorporating the show's setting of Los Angeles.
Jack in the live chat said Tom Holland and Mark Ruffalo's funeral for spoiling so much.
Oh my gosh. I like that.
Nice it down, Jack.
Good one. So, and from the Daily Dot, just one episode in, fans of the original Runaways will recognize plenty of homages or references to its comic book origins, and they'll definitely recognize the beloved story within the show. And even if you're familiar with the story, the ending will have you holding your breath with a desire to hit play.
So a bunch of cliffhangers, you say. Yeah. Almost like some sort of bingeable show on the internet.
Oh, goodness.
Daily Dot is so wise.
The heck you say.
Yes, we'll want to watch a bunch. I think TV is really running the game right now. I thought Daredevil was... I love the Netflix stuff, and Gifted really proved me wrong. I said first six times, like, I can't wait to be proven wrong, and that's the first show that I bite my tongue and I regret my thoughts, so I want all of these to be amazing, too.
We have someone in the chat who actually saw it at... the first episode, The Runaways, at New York Comic Con. So shout out to Limerick in the chat. So please no spoilers, but good for you.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. Sweet. Super jealous. Can't wait for it, though.
Yeah, well, the rest of us will see it on... oh, when is Runaways come out? Ooh, I forget. November 22nd, I want to say. I think it's November 22nd. Chat room, correct me if I'm wrong on that. But for those that do not have Hulu, remember Runaways will be released on Hulu. Hulu is slashing their subscription price ahead of the Runaways premiere. So ahead of Marvel's big debut, Hulu will slash a price from $7.99 to $5.99.
Incredible.
So it's only a promotion, though. You'll have to sign up for Hulu before January 9th, 2018 to take advantage of the deal. So then you will be on the same page as us when we talk about Runaways.
November 21st.
November 21st. Oh, it's just a day off. I'll watch it on the 22nd, knowing me.
So it's bingeable. So buy it for a month. I'm not saying don't cancel it, but if you're $6, join us.
Oh, I think they're going to release it a week at a time, though.
Oh, are they?
I thought. Oh. Am I wrong on this?
Is that how Hulu works? I'm not familiar with Hulu.
Am I wrong on this? Chat room, let me know if I'm wrong on this.
Hulu release things as it comes out, so they could do it too.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
For some reason, I thought you maybe I read it somewhere. Or...
Changes the game.
That's actually what they've been doing recently with their past seasons. For like, for instance, Casual. Mm-hmm. The first two seasons were released all in one day, but the last season was released every week, like weekly.
I know I wait 24 hours from when it drops on TV to Hulu for This Is Us so I can cry Wednesday. So maybe they'll do something where it's weekly so you get them like, so you endure. So buy it on the 21st. $6, it's worth it.
Oh, there you go. And does anybody know, did they tell us anything about Punisher yet?
Punisher comes out when they say it comes out.
When it comes out.
We're never going to know when it comes out.
Yeah. We're gonna know after it comes out.
Yeah. I can't wait to turn on Netflix and everything is just Punisher.
Yes. Just there.
Or to be walking like, around somewhere and my phone's just like,
yeah, exactly.
They'd be like, have you seen it? Be like, seen what?
Yeah, all the tweets about the last episode of Punisher. I'm like, but I've been home. It'll be like you with Black Panther where you're away for 2 days and all of a sudden.
And then that's when they drop it. I was like, what is this? It's like some sort of grand conspiracy. The one time, 2 days, I'm just out of,
at least they didn't drop it today at 3:30.
Yeah. And then it's just like,
we have to
go back in the studio. So with the MCU, Kevin Feige teases the MCU after Phase 3. So in a recent interview with UpRocks, Feige exclaimed that while there are plans to tell new stories after Avengers 4 in 2019, he says, of course, we will all go places beyond that. And of course, we have ideas of where we go beyond that. But really, it is all good stories. And as the story's finale of Star Trek The Next Generation said, all good things must come to an end. And part of what makes him special, there is a finite quality to the best of fictional stories through history. And we wanted to do that at the end of our first three phases and 22 movies. How we start anew and wherever we go beyond that is a story for another time. This is really about 10 years on, bringing something to a head in a satisfying and unexpected way.
22 movies.
22 movies.
I might have to do all of them. That week. I think I might watch 21 movies.
Are you just gonna take a big old, break out of life?
I think I have like when I get back November 1st, I'm planning on watching Thor 2 and Age of Ultron. And leading
into
Thor.
You're gonna rewatch Thor 2? That's dedication.
I love Marvel. So I'm already putting aside like 11 hours just for Ragnarok. So I might just go full bore and set 2 weeks aside in 2019 and just like gain 80 pounds. I might start cultivating mass.
I like that. Maybe if you do 2-3 movies a night,
yeah,
you could do it that way.
If by 2019, we'll do the biggest watch along of all time.
So also with Thor Ragnarok, like news in general. So Tessa Thompson has pitched an all-female Marvel movie to Kevin Feige. So it was during a press junket for Thor Ragnarok, and Thompson admitted that she has approached Marvel Studios head about an all-female Marvel film. So Feige told reporters that it's hard to double down on an idea when you're tapped on the shoulder and turn around to find a gang of the MCU's female powerhouses all standing and waiting to hear what you have to say. So we haven't heard anything back from him on whether there's any kind of team up, but Tessa Thompson did give some examples of some all-female teams for Marvel Comics, and she suggested Lady Liberators as a possible idea.
Mm.
So, yeah. Okay, so Lady Liberators, I am not as familiar with. Wasn't that like one issue?
I don't know.
I feel like it was one issue.
I like alliteration. I support the alliteration choice,
yeah,
but I've never heard of it.
Yeah. But I think, you know, since, like, for instance, Jessica Jones was, you know, didn't have that huge of a backstory and they made it into something very spectacular.
Yes, agreed.
I think that they could take something like that. Obviously, I'm always, you know, Daughters of the Dragon, but that's me. So,
well, like Skye Patterson, I was about to say the same thing. 2 years ago, there was this, you know, little book called A-Force.
Oh, A-Force.
That
Thank
just
you.
Happened. Like, that's huge. That book
A-Force.
Was enormous. Why not,
yeah,
A-Force? I agree, Skye.
A-Force works. And then I guess, I don't know, then that goes into, like, Fox territory, because I was thinking of Jubilee and Emma Frost.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely Fox.
Yeah, that's
and
Fox.
And no Sue Storm either.
Oh,
until
no.
Fantastic Phase 4, confirmed by Matt Key all those years ago.
Yes, we're confirming everything on Matt's behalf. Matt Key has confirmed Fantastic Four.
But if they set it up with a TV show leading into, like, She-Hulk, someone in the live chat, I totally agree. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, I'm still on board with who are we saying for that? What was the name? Same guy that did West Wing.
Aaron Sorkin. Yeah.
Aaron Sorkin.
Dying
yeah,
for
he'd
that.
Make a great She-Hulk. But then I'm also like Ava DuVernay. Shonda Rhimes.
Oh yeah, you could have.
Yeah, Shonda Rhimes with like Netflix, but mm-hmm. then she's probably got her own projects in mind. She's probably not going to go into anything Marvel.
Adapting. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'd love to see her like
oh,
her
yeah.
print on Marvel. I can't wait to see Wrinkle in Time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's Ava DuVernay. I'm skipping.
No,
back. I'm skipping back and forth between everybody. Like who else could I say? Was it a Gore Verbinski? Now I'm just going to say
yes.
him.
Gore Verbinski is
doing
something for
Gambit, right?
Yeah, he's doing
like he's
doing
in the
Gambit.
Talks for Gambit.
Yeah, so yeah. like that weirdness is already a great, like all these weird stamps on known properties is the only way to keep them fresh, because otherwise you're just going to have like these cookie cutter movies.
There you go. Yeah, and it's all about with like New Mutants, where it's like
weird
you have to.
Weird is good.
Yeah, you have to go outside the box with things. So how do you feel about this, Ollie? And then you in chat room, what's going on?
Well, first off, Jack in the chat room, this is kind of off topic about Runaways. There might be two episodes per week, because I think every two episodes are from kids' point of view and then the adults. So
that's
kind
so
of,
cool.
That's what he's been hearing. But going on to this all-female Marvel film. Yes, please. Yes, please. Everyone in the chat is totally in agreement with Tessa Thompson. She's apparently stealing the show in Ragnarok. So I'm so excited for Ragnarok. And I think she's just a goddess. She's literally Valkyrie, and I'm so excited to see her. But yes, A-Force is... The chat is totally here for an A-Force film.
A-Force, yeah. Yeah, kind of can't believe I didn't think about that one. But yeah, I'm looking forward to any of the scenes between... Well, Valkyrie and Thor, definitely, because you know he's kind of... He's got a... Can I say man crush? Can I say man crush on her?
I think it's fair.
Yeah, because it's kind of one of those things. And then I want to see the dynamic between her and Loki. I'm
oh,
really looking forward to
I
want to
see Valkyrie versus Hela. I want to see her take on Hela.
I want to see Thor Ragnarok.
Just all of it.
Yeah.
I think November 3rd, I think I'm pretty excited
yeah.
about it.
Me too.
It's only like 2 weeks away, guys. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's we've November got, like, 3rd.
We've got like two more shows until the next show is Thor. That's crazy.
So, woo. Yeah, it'll be that. I might be taking 2 weeks off in November, depending on what plane ticket I can get, but it's time to go home and recharge.
So. Oh, I get that.
But it will be after Thor Ragnarok and probably before Punisher comes out.
Yeah,
so.
when Punisher comes
when
out.
When Punisher
we'll
comes
see.
Out. Maybe December. So, oh, well, I guess that's all of the news that we
that's
had
it.
To talk.
That's
Bye, guys.
I guess that's it.
Bye.
I guess that's... No, it's not.
Oh, she brought
it's
the
not
pop.
At all.
I was speed talking to make sure you got your 45 minutes of...
Oh,
how did that even happen?
You destroyed oh was it
he's
a...
so angry he has to talk about Black Panther now.
You destroyed Iron Manos.
Come back,
oh my
Iron
god
Manos.
Single-handedly with Mjolnir. Oh my god.
And then just
oh
four spoilers.
Oh my goodness,
you destroyed him. Okay, so while we reset this, we're gonna play and talk over the Black Panther
yes.
trailer. If you haven't seen it, see it, come back to us, but here it goes. Anthony, we can't hear it. Is it up?
Oh my gosh. Flashing
canyons. There you go. From the sky.
Yeah.
Oh
my gosh.
I love the music so much.
Yes.
It's so different.
And the invisible, like the field around it looks so cool and future tech. And the town looks so amazing.
Yeah. It's like this beautiful, like pseudo tribal embrace of technology, but it's also mystical elements. It's so good.
I love the flavor. Yeah.
Yes, I love, you feel that relationship between Shuri and Black Panther because it's not antagonistic.
In 2 seconds.
It's respectful.
In like 5 frames.
Yes.
Like this trailer captures so much so quickly.
Yes. Show me my respect. Oh, and this.
I what now? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Show me that.
Look at the, like this beautiful, that tree of life imagery.
Might be, yeah, I wonder if that might be with him meeting with Bass the Panther God. Possibly.
That would make sense. And in his ceremonial clothing, he's wearing.
Oh, and this,
oh my gosh.
The body modification, like the scarification on.
Yeah.
And Killmonger, yes.
Claw looks incredible.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes.
Hype. Hype. Total hype.
Yes!
And the extended take of this shot, like at the very, this is just so beautiful. Yeah. Coogler's long, long, long takes meets like the kinetic action.
Oh yes.
Every yes. single shot is moving. Like there's so much fluidity in this trailer.
And yeah. it's not like
we got the chakram action
that
in there.
Dead stop.
Not giving anything away, which is awesome.
Well, the brutality of it's all there. Like, he moves like Spider-Man, but he's ripping into the walls. Like, there's so much. Oh.
Yeah.
And he moves like a cat. It's so fluid.
It's beautiful! It's everything I ever wanted! It's so good! It's so good. Yeah, and yeah, I did a reaction video, too. It's on my Twitter. I cry. Mm-hmm. There's like two of them, because it was too long, and Twitter wouldn't let me. But, yeah. Let's talk about this. Oh, man. Okay. One of the things I love about this, amongst, like, all of it, loving all of it, is that you get a really nice feel of Wakanda. And, like, keeping in mind, for those that are not familiar with Wakanda yet, and you can be between now and February.
Oh, you got time.
There, you have plenty of time. You definitely want to. Like, start off with a client, and then you can go any particular order after that, I feel, mm-hmm. as long as you keep Doom Wars near the end. I don't feel like you should read Doom War before you read like The Client or anything else like that, just because you want to spend some time with these characters before you just get into the real thick of it, mm-hmm. and like really understand what it means to use a nuclear option, so to speak,
and play with them as a team player and individually. I think reading New Avengers as well as like the Reggie Hudlin run and stuff like that, like
yeah.
I think seeing, because like his dynamic with them is mm-hmm. so different than when he's a king. Like, you need to see how he integrates as well, as because that's going to be important later. But this mm-hmm. is just like, this feels like the Hudlin run to me, which I love.
I can see it's like, who is this Black Panther?
Mm-hmm. So
it's
explain
like,
everything.
Who is this? Yes. And but like with Wakanda itself, I mean, just quick little backstory on Wakanda. Wakanda's like, you want to be a Wakandan, basically. You have universal healthcare. I mean, all the schooling's free. It's technologically advanced, like the literacy level's out through the roof. Don't have to worry about like unemployment. Well, you know, every society has unemployment, but it's like, yeah, you do your part. Cons are super isolationist society, like super. If you travel outside of the country, you're considered like spoiled by Western ideals kind of a thing. Hmm. And yeah, I mean, and that's one of the things with like Killmonger, like the biggest thing is like you will get exiled, mm-hmm. and like Killmonger, for instance, is one that's exiled and picks up these Western ideas. When you really think about it, is he that wrong with what he
and which is
back?
Why he doesn't have the accent, like people have mm-hmm. talked about, like Michael B. Jordan's accent in the trailer, like he doesn't have the same accent as everybody else.
He's not supposed to,
right? Because he's from New York in the comics, I think, right? New York.
Yeah it's like well, it depends on which one you do, but his father ended up being on the wrong side of mm-hmm. you know, this whole skirmish thing, and then he was exiled due to his father's, you know, his father's actions, goes to New York, and yeah, of course he's carrying a grudge,
right,
against like a Black Panther and T'Chaka and T'Challa by extension.
The shot
everything.
Of him in all the normal civilian clothes when he's like incognito yeah. in New York looked so like, you could
yeah.
he still looked aggressive, but he was wearing like sneakers. Mm-hmm, like, I mm-hmm. love the different, the duality of this trailer.
Well, it's a presence. Mm-hmm. It's a definite presence. So for the music, that was like, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. I believe that's Gil Hill Soren or something like that. I don't know who did the remix of it. I didn't have a chance to look that up, but I did know that song. And basically it's, it fits really well for, I feel, for this trailer, mm-hmm. Because, yeah, it's get off your butt. The revolution will not be televised. Get out in the streets, basically. Which is interesting in our social media age to have that.
Yeah. Kind of. Maybe leave the house a couple times a week.
Yeah. but, yeah, so many of the other things, like, let's see, Michael B. Jordan's, Eric Killmonger's scarification, yeah. like ritualistic scarification. I did not expect that. I don't know why I didn't expect that, but I loved it.
We've seen it, but not as clearly. Like, yeah. I thought it was less. And then when they showed just full, like, his body, like, his whole, like, all of his pecs and shoulders, like, he like went through some stuff, man. Like, he's experienced. And I just love that he feels like he's in the right in such a way that, like, Fisk did in Daredevil. Like, I feel like... Mm-hmm. Everything he's going to have to say, I'm going to be like, but wait, who's the lead? Like, who's the protagonist? Who's right here? Because that's why I like Killmonger in the comics is, like, you're, like you were saying, like, he's not wrong. It's mm-hmm. just the opposing viewpoint. Yeah. So I can't wait to see how that translates. Because that already shows in the trailer. And the handshake scene, the moment with Angela Bassett, like, there's just... Every little tiny moment has so much to it that this movie is going to be 2.5 hours and feel like six. Like, there's just so much in this trailer.
Oh, and thank you, Devil D. Ham, Gil Scott Heron. Thank you. So, yeah. But, yeah, with this trailer, I mean, I was just, everything. Because of what I said earlier, where it embraces, like, tradition, but then it also has the mystical element, and then it has this fabulous technology mm-hmm. that goes along with it. Like, with Killmonger's mask.
Yeah.
You know?
Serpentine's mask is so cool.
Man, or just in general. And then the Dora Milaje, you see them all throughout there. You've got, like I said earlier, some chakram action.
Mm-hmm. Favorite part of the trailer.
Oh.
Not a specific moment, but favorite, like what you gathered from it. Do you know what I mean? Like, not a moment, but, like, what did you want that you got?
Representation, and I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine was they didn't give me anything. It comes out in February.
Was what?
They didn't give me anything, and it comes out in February. I still don't know anything about the story.
Oh, like, so you're still like, you're
if you
so
think about it,
it,
it's still like Killmonger v. Black Panther, and something happens, and something else happens, and look, they're in Wakanda. Like, we still don't know what this movie is, if you think about it. Like, by the time 3 months out from Avengers came out, we knew, like, they were against the aliens. Like, you had a shape of them, like, coming together. By the time Thor is coming out, we know a little bit more. We know Planet Hulk. We know, you know, these battles and stuff. This mm-hmm. doesn't give us much story. It just shows us awesome. And I love that, and I really appreciate that.
That and a, you know, relationships kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, dynamics are there, but not story.
Yeah, oof.
Jay Tesla in the chat asks, Markia, do you think we will see the Soul Stone in Necropolis unless we see it in Ragnarok?
Oh, I actually think they don't have to show any of the Infinity Stones. Well, I can kind of see how they would have to kind of set it up for mm-hmm. the next movie, because otherwise, why would Thanos be interested in Wakanda? And then there's mm-hmm. this whole thing with, I always forget... the new name for it, Black Supernova. Like, it's Black Dwarf in the comics, but now it's
Cold Obsidian.
Thank mm-hmm. you. There we go. So otherwise, why would he be interested in coming to Wakanda? Why would they have to beat that butt?
And why would Black Panther be so involved? Like, on the other side, you need to have, why is he putting himself in the Avengers territory? Like, why is he going back?
Because why is he letting all of these Avengers into Wakanda to then help battle?
So it's got to be involved.
You know? So it has to be involved.
Because Civil War was clever about bringing his father into play, so he felt it was a revenge story. But otherwise, mm-hmm. like, Black Panther wasn't involved with the Avengers. He was involved, like... with his father's story. So we need to have him involved with the Avengers in order to go through Avengers, like, phase 4, you know?
There you go. I mean, I wonder how it would play. I don't see it as a major plot point. I don't think that they should do that.
I don't either. It would distract me. You have a lot of story.
Yeah, I mean, they have Vibranium. Vibranium's huge. That's all they need for this. You mm-hmm. know, and then to set things up for Black Panther 2 when it's him versus Namor.
Yeah, oh, man. I really want
him
that.
Him versus Namor are, we have Doom by then, and then we could have Doom Wars. That's
either
not gonna
one
happen.
Of those would be the greatest thing.
If they gave us Doom on loan.
Chadwick Boseman v. Daniel Day Kim.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Right? Like that.
I'd watch the heck out of that movie.
Or, I mean, I don't know who's worthy of Doom, and that's a fun thing to think about. Like, that character's so big that he's one of the only actors I've never been able to fan cast.
Well, Bryan Cranston could do that if he's not going to do Mr. Sinister.
Yeah.
He could do it.
Because the voice has to be incredible behind the, you know, there has to be so much malice and aggression there.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's tricky.
It's difficult. That's a thinker. Yeah. It really is. Like, who could be Doom?
Audience?
Are we saying with mask or
I'm
without
just in general.
Mask? Just in general.
Because you got to be able to do both.
Because
you can't have, like...
think about it. I mean, we had, our Thanos was a CGI, and we had, you know, Josh Brolin for that. So,
right.
You know, we can have him as Cable as a face.
Right.
So are we talking, like, Doom with mask?
I think you need
without?
To have flashbacks to before he was Doom to make you care about the character. Because Doom, the coolest thing about Doom, and especially since they're doing a Doom movie, is you need to care about the man and then why he's making these actions. Kind of like Killmonger. Like, the reason you're invested in Killmonger, which I think we're going to be, is not only because Michael B. Jordan's the greatest dude, but also because... everything he's going to be doing, you as a Westerner, we as Westerners are going to be like, but wait, that's, are really? We wrong?
It's like, are we the bad guys? Does this mean we're the bad guys?
I definitely think they're going to be touching on.
I hope they get that nuance in. I think they kind of hit it in the comics, so I think that they would be able to.
I agree.
See, Ken from Chicago said, Anson Mount, too late, Inhumans got him. So.
He could talk, though, because...
Oh, there's
the voice
there's
of
that.
Doom, because we wouldn't know.
But, you know, but since they didn't let Black Bolt have his mask, can't really do it.
We've done a very good job not talking about Inhumans. I'm very proud of us.
Hey, but it's still on. Yeah, it's still on. People can still watch it.
Yep, that's true.
I'm sure there's an after show for it.
Ooh, Mads Mikkelsen.
Ollie, how about you? Any thoughts with the trailer or something that you
would enjoy? I'm super excited, just because it looks so different than anything we've seen in the MCU. Mm-hmm. I love whenever we saw, like, the poster, the four women. We have Angela Bassett, we have Letitia Wright. Did I say her name right?
Letitia, yeah.
We have Danai Gurira, just seeing Lupita Nyong'o. Like, those, that's what my eyes gravitate towards personally, because we haven't even seen, this is like the first Marvel film that really has this amount of, like, badass women. And that's what I just love about Black Panther. And even Patty Jenkins dug the trailer. She tweeted her excitement about it. So everyone, I haven't heard a single bad thing about Black Panther, and I'm so excited for February. So.
Yeah. I can't wait till we have, like, the critic stuff coming out.
All the tweets that are, like, vague,
but
interesting.
It's just emojis, like, dead now.
Yeah. I can't wait for the, when you tweet Black Panther, you get a little Black Panther emoji, like the did with Spider-Man.
Yes!
Because that's
looking
coming.
Forward to that.
You're going to just save that somehow, like, hack Twitter,
somehow
so you can
I'll
use that in every phone. You're like, forever, this is mine.
He's like, this is mine. You can't ever take it away.
That's your email signature? Everybody's like, Marquis, send us an email. Let's go Black Panther on it.
Black Panther.
Someone said Keith David as Dr. Doom. Yes.
Ooh.
His voice
Ooh, he's
would
got
be
a
so
great
cool.
voice. Yeah.
The trailer for me was more than I expected, to be honest. I loved the first trailer, and the flavor of the first trailer had that hip-hop sensibility, that edge, that street.
Mm-hmm.
I was really worried about a second trailer having that, but having to reveal too much story. This didn't, and it still had the same flavor, and it just upped the scope. Like, the grandiose nature of Black Panther is now apparent. It has that James Bond, it has that world traveler, it has that king. It's all the things I love about Black Panther is that he's the most diverse mental character. Like, he has to be a king, a hero, a ruler, a brother, a father of his people. Like, there's just so much to the man.
Yeah, and then also he's like a religious leader.
Yeah.
You know?
And a
he's
political
ceremonial leader. Yeah.
Like, can you imagine having all those hats? And he's also, like, running around being an Avenger? Like, that's what I think this trailer really
And he
showed.
Can be challenged for that throne if the people are not feeling it.
And he's one of the
Wouldn't
smartest
Wouldn't that
people.
Be great?
Yeah! And he's one of the smartest people in the world. He's part of the Illuminati. Like,
yeah.
He's also
and he's,
brilliant.
And he's the richest Croesus. It's like, oh, it's all the
what
things.
What isn't he? Exactly. And that's what the trailer captures. And that's what the trailer does. Like, it
he's,
shows
He's
that.
Not a bad guy doing the wrong thing for the wrong reason.
But he feels like he is sometimes.
Yeah.
He's also a character that thinks he has faults. He's also a character that, like, pulls back and goes, like, what am I doing? And I love that about him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you look at it on paper, it's like, this guy has everything, but he still goes, like, I didn't do enough. And I love that.
Yeah.
And Chadwick Boseman, man, that guy's, like, he got it. Like, as soon as he showed up in Civil War, I was like, this is Black Panther.
Man. So, yeah, I mean, I see the chat room still going off on it. It's great. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great, great trailer. I feel like we could talk about it so much more, but we do have Mary Marvelites. You can tweet us and leave YouTube comments. Ollie's really good about looking at those for us and fielding those. So yeah, I mean, I'm. Do you want to do the Mary Marvelite shout out?
Yeah. And I got one. Noogie Caven, who is a very, very communicative Marvelite, was birthday yesterday. So very happy birthday!
Oh, happy birthday!
They've been with us for 2 years. 2 years of Marvel movies.
Yes,
so I appreciate
nice.
Happy birthday. And then I also want to shout out Mike I ran into a guy, Mike, at Target a couple weeks ago, and I was having an awful day, and this dude, like, ran into me at the checkout stand. He's like, I know your voice. Are you Coy from Marvel Movie News? Ah! And I was like, yeah! And it, like, turned my whole day around. So, Mike.
Way to go, Mike.
Mike's awesome. On Twitter, we got Jer Silvera at Sexy Jer Bear. Nice. Entree Humane at Entree Humane. Tao Din at Tao Din 19. Bradley Clayton at bclayton0911. Waz Kiz the Colonel at Swazcaz. Matthew Dennis at MattDennis214. Daniel at DNAlien Prime. Shocks Like Jakes. Yeah, what up, Jakes? Stacey Strange at Irma Kova Staja. Glorious Greg at XGilly929. And Makwana Ankit at Ankit Ajay Bai. And then I want to... Okay, so Rich Meister said this week's Marvel movie is going to be fire. That's true.
Yes.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I pre-review. replying to Markia McCarty, a Towden said, I love Markia McCarty. Your excitement is... And then the clapping hand emoji. I was like, how do I say that? I have to say what it is. You deserve everything, including the magnificence of a trailer and movie.
Do you
feel the trailer was everything you wanted and more?
It was fantastic. Good. It definitely covered all of the corners that I want it covered. Like, definitely.
I really enjoyed, I got Deadpool and the internet lost their mind for me. And Matt got Doctor Strange and the internet lost their mind for me. I really selfishly enjoyed leaning back on Twitter and watching Markia just get bombarded with love. Like, it was that thing when, like, you get someone, like, a birthday gift and you're like, yeah. Like, it was so great to see you just get all of this. So it was Black Panther.
It was fantastic. It was great. Everybody, like, so interested in, like, Black Panther and then that Black Panther love. And yeah. It was
cool to watch. Kyle Spicer said, you're the best, Markia. Love this reaction. I just about cried when I saw BP's suit form over him like it does now in the comics. It was very cool. And I love the purple, like the under at the last shot. That was really cool.
That was really nice. Oh, and for Remy LeBeau, in the chat room, a regular shout out to you, sir. He's a Jehovah's Witness and does not celebrate birthdays.
And
so, regular shout out.
He is as excited for Gambit as I am. We talked on Twitter the other day. And thank you for supporting Gambit with Channing Tatum like I do.
Chai Tates.
Look, he's still there. Lo Rosario asked, wasn't Killmonger raised in New York in the comics?
Yes.
Which I think is why he doesn't have an accent in the movie, and yes. I think that's gonna be a fun thing to see him, you know, out there.
And he a big grudge, like, festers in him all the time that he's stateside, so yeah. And he gets up to hijinks
for sure.
Hijinks are done.
And then Ken from Chicago said, how many times will Markia rewatch the Black Panther trailer by tomorrow, and will it be enough? # I doubt it.
No,
wasn't enough?
It's never enough. I'll watch it at least 3 more times.
She's actually watching it on her phone right now.
I am.
Every time the camera cuts to me, Markia's going...
What? Nothing.
Does Iron Manos have the iron hands of fate? Yes. Until I killed him on today's episode, because I am clearly worthy.
But he's got a second wind.
And then Ashley Houchins asked, how close are we to seeing the Illuminati in the MCU?
Oh.
Doctor Strange, Namor, Black Panther? Well, we kind of talked about that.
Kind of did. And we said it in the Necropolis today, so there's that.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're as close as we're going to be without Fox. I don't think that Fox is really going to be letting anything up, especially since they filmed an entire X-Men movie in 36 hours. So
exactly 36 hours.
I don't know that we're going to be getting it back soon. But, and especially, like, they're doing a great job with their one-offs. So if they keep doing a great job, we might get Fantastic Four back. That's a long shot as is. I don't see us getting any mutants back. So maybe Illuminati. But I mean,
it'd be cool. It'd be so cool if we could.
Because Namor, I think, is ours again.
I believe he is. Am I wrong in this?
Like 6 months ago, that was pretty much, it was all but confirmed. I think Feige had a comment on it. So we could do it, but I've always considered Xavier part of the Illuminati. Like, in my head, he's a big part of it.
Oh, so, there's no way.
Right.
There's no
way. That's why I keep bringing up X-Men. I don't think that is happening.
It's like they might be able to do a voice and then, like, not say who the voice is.
Just a very Patrick Stewart sounding voice.
Yeah.
Ah, Stuart Patrick's here with the news.
Oh, it's the great psychic, you know, that professor.
Chuck! Yeah, you know,
the professor.
That's all the questions we have for this week. And do you feel, you got the last 20 minutes of the show for Black Panther. Do you feel like you covered?
I do. I mean, obviously there's more to gush over, but, you know, reach me on Twitter for that. Twitter and Instagram. It's great. I feel like we filled it all out. feel like we covered it.
It was a good show.
It was a good show. I liked it.
Matt's probably, you know, watching Black Panther like nonstop right now. That's why he's not here.
Yeah.
He just bailed to watch
Black Panther. He just did, just for that. But he was like, oh, I can't be there for the Black Panther talk. But we'll talk about it a little bit next week. But
yeah, anything you forgot out of hype, next week we'll cover with Matt. I'm sure we'll have another 10 minutes for Black Panther next week with Matt. So just notes and we'll be good to go. And any question you guys have for Marquee about Black Panther or anything else for next week, we'll cover.
Yeah,
and,
please do.
And if you have any questions about Deadpool, now that it's wrapped, find me.
There you go. Yeah. So, Ollie, where can they find you?
Guys, you can find me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer, and also tune into Horror Movie News on the Popcorn Talk Network at 4. I do it with Aunt Manthony. So, yeah. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
And Coy.
You can find me at CoyJandreaU on Twitter and Instagram. And like I said, that running into a fan made my whole day. So I love you guys very much. And keep reading comics and watching cool stuff. And we have so much in November. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Punisher, Thor, Runaways, all next month. That's insane. And Halloween to get us over. Like, just, it's a good time, guys.
It's a really good time. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Marquee McCarty. That's MarkeeMcCarty. I'm realizing I didn't introduce myself in the beginning. Hope you knew who I was. So
we did say Marquee Black Panther enough times, and she's not Black Panther, so the other name.
So the other. If you enjoy wrestling, then please check me out on AfterBuzz TV Mondays at 9, where we do WWE Raw After Show. So hope to see you then. Hope to see you next week here. And otherwise than that, thanks for joining us here. All right. Bye, y'all.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, not necessarily the